For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
First place, Cleveland Guardians. Think about that, Andy.
Number one, baby.
This is the team that can't score, right? This is the team with all those questions in the starting rotation. This is the team with the closer who's not been the closer that we saw last year. And where are they?
Number one in the American League, tied.
Right now, sitting in first place in their division. It's fabulous. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. I'm Phelps. He's Baskin.
I got to tell you, Jeff, we are very excited about the Guardians. We're going to talk about them in a second, but we're also going to get into the Browns, obviously, with the draft coming up here. And you know, with the draft just hours away now, don't miss Daryl Ryder and me as we give you our latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where we'll discuss all of the latest talk from what the Browns are going to do to the quarterback situation with Joe Flacco now on board. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland right now at 92.3thefan.com on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube, too. Sponsored locally by Smiley Wood and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
How are they sitting in first place right now? How is that happening for the Guardians? And first of all, we said this before the season, Andy, and I hate to revert to this, except for the fact that it seems to happen way too frequently with these guys. And that's a good thing. We thought, okay, their offense, you know, you traded Naylor. Okay, that could be a problem. Right side of your infield, all new. That could be a problem. There could be all kinds of different things going on that not exactly what you're looking for. That's not good. But here you sit in first place. Why? They're managing the heck out of this team. I give Steven Vogt some credit. Things are working real well. And they're playing the type of baseball, and we said it before, somehow this front office manages to put a team together that competes. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I don't know that they're going to go to the ALCS. I don't know that they're going to go to the playoffs. What are they doing right now? They're competing. And, folks, I think that you should take some, I won't say pride, but I'll say enjoyment out of that. And I'd love to hear from you. 216-474-0092.
Does beating the Yankees 2 days in a row make it legit? Is that, well, because if you didn't feel like it was legit before, did you feel like it was legit in Pittsburgh? And well, you're like, yeah, it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, it was
maybe because it's the Yankees and you got a little bit of a hangover from last year's playoffs, or maybe it's just the history of these two teams against each other, which absolutely was a lot better when we were kids before they changed the scheduling around. But, you know,
let me give you two things, okay? And I'm going to give Steven Vogt some credit on these.
Okay.
I didn't like it listening to their telecasts on MLB TV. Mm-hmm. Rick Manning didn't like it. Jose Ramirez batting second.
No, I know.
I just didn't care for that. Despite the fact that a lot of teams are hitting key guys second, you want a perfect example, Aaron Judge hits second for the New York Yankees.
But they have guys that can.
I know. Yeah. I still don't get that. You know, there's Judge at 6'7", 280 hitting second, except for the fact that he's hitting like 411 right now. And last year he was ungodly hitting second for most of the season. So, okay, that works. But it didn't seem to be working for the Guardians with Jose hitting second. So what did Stephen Vogt do? In the Pittsburgh series, he changed the batting order. And what did he do? He moved Jose to third.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the first game, he put Lane Thomas hitting second. And in the four games since, Nolan Jones has hit second. And Nolan is 6 foot six. He's like an Aaron Judge, right? But he's more of a swing and miss guy than Aaron Judge. However, since moving Jose to three and moving Nolan Jones, basically, because Lane Thomas has been out with injury, to the number two spot, they've won five straight games. Since adjusting the batting order, they've won five straight games. And Nolan Jones in that time, hitting second, 4 for 12, that's .333. Nice. So, Andy, they hit something here. They've latched onto something that seems to be working a little bit.
Well, the other thing that seems to be working very, very well is Kyle Manzardo. I mean, the Coeur d'Alene
guy warmed up.
Is on
yeah, he's warmed up.
Fire. He is on fire. Look, I mean, he has what, 6 RBI in the last in the last 5 games. Oh man, and then, you know, he hit the ball into the river in Pittsburgh the last 2 nights. He's had 2 RBI, he's got a home run, he's got 2 hits, he's got a double. I mean, he is just he has done everything you've asked him to do and even more. And I'm excited for him because I'll be honest with you, I was worried about Manzardo and where his place was going to be on this team when they brought Santana back. I'm like, well, what are they doing with Manzardo? I wasn't quite sure. And for whatever it is, the magic is working. So I know he's only hitting .219, but I'll take the last five games all day.
That's way up.
Yeah.
You know, he's been really hitting well lately because his average was, what, about .172?
It's all about the mustache, if you ask me. I mean, there's some power behind
it. Is that what that is?
Oh, yeah, there's like some rhythmic power to it.
I didn't realize he
had. Feng shui.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Stephen Vogt, big picture, makes the move with the batting order, dropping Jose back to third, putting Nolan Jones at two. They've won 5 straight games. Little picture. I loved what they did in the sixth inning.
Did you just say little picture?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say that before.
Yeah. Well, everyone
always goes, let's take a look at the big picture.
Little picture.
Let me see the little picture.
Sixth inning last night.
Yep.
They're down 2-0. And what do? They have men on first and second with one out. And they hit and run, basically. They start the runners. And they get a pass ball. And Stephen Kwan was on second base, and he just kept moving. And he came all the way around from second and scored on a pass ball. And it led to a 3-run inning. And if your offense isn't quite doing what it's supposed to be doing, you want it to be better, perfect. You were really aggressive. Now, it was Manzardo was at the plate. You know, he didn't swing on a hit and run. I shouldn't have said that. But he started the runners. And what would that have done? If Manzardo had swung and hit a ground ball, it probably keeps you out of the double play. So they're trying to be aggressive. They get a pass ball out of it, and Kwan scores from second, a la Kenny Lofton against Randy Johnson back in the day. And then Manzardo comes through, and they turn into a 3-run inning, and you win the game 3-2. Thank you. Yeah, that worked.
Bravo, bravo, yes.
And I like it when a manager does some things to try and spark the offense. And Stephen Vogt did that last night.
Yeah, he's not scared to send guys.
No.
He's not scared to do anything.
The big picture, I love the movie.
When it works, he is a genius. When when it doesn't work, man, he's not a very smart manager.
Okay, thanks. You want to continue talking about the Guardians, or did you just sum it up?
No, I'm just saying. No, he's made more right decisions than he's made wrong decisions over the last 2 years too. That's what makes him great. I like him. I like the fact that he's aggressive. I like the fact that he's willing to take a chance. And I kind of like the fact that he saw his closer was struggling the last couple of days, and he can hang his hat on the fact that he threw 30 pitches on Sunday.
I like the adjustment made with Jose, but I think that this is an interesting part of it. It's not like he put, he didn't move Stephen Kwan out of the leadoff spot and put him at two.
Right.
He's not putting Angel Martinez at two right now.
So I wonder.
He put an unorthodox type of hitter at the two spot compared to old school thinking. With Nolan Jones being 6'6", kind of a swing-and-miss guy, power-hitting guy. So he's got Kwan, followed by Nolan Jones, who you would think is a typical 4-5-6 hitter in a lineup, mm-hmm. but he's moved him to two, kind of to get some of that new school thinking, and now follows him up with Jose. And I like that a lot.
The premise of this conversation, I think, is interesting, too. Because, again, we like Stephen Vogt. I like Stephen Vogt. I think he's fantastic. I think he gets his players.
Front office nailed it with the hire. He seems like he's a really competent major league manager.
All right, but here's my question. Did he make the move? Did the group make the move? Did he have to go back and argue for the move? Did the move come from the front office? Like, look, you're tied for the best record in the American League right now. So whatever it is, it's working.
Yeah.
And it does it really matter who made the decision on that? It's funny, I'm listening to you lay out this theory about how he did this, he did this, he did this.
Well, the manager is ultimately the guy who puts the name on the scorecard, ultimately. No, I'm guessing he either wrote it or he has an assistant write it up.
Or it's being handed down. I mean, we've had Brian Anderson.
Which could be.
Brian Anderson has told us hundreds of times that lineup card is coming from upstairs and handed to the manager.
Quite possibly. I'm guessing Steven's writing might be on the card, though.
Oh, I don't think it's Steve. I would venture to say it's not. All the other managers.
They have an intern with great penmanship?
No, it's normally like one of the base coaches or a bench coach or somebody like that. Somebody who has really good penmanship. Yeah, I agree with you. That's how it was. I don't think I would leave you out. I'm just trying to think back to like when.
Your penmanship's a little sloppy.
Oh, it depends. Like, I wrote my daughter's name down on a cup the other day because we were using plastic cups and somebody had a Sharpie out, and I wrote her name very nicely.
And everybody could see it?
Yeah, she goes, whose handwriting is that? I go, it's mine. She goes, what do you mean? This isn't your handwriting. I can read it. And I said, well, I took my time. And she was like, oh.
Well, then that's the.
Isn't that weird?
The ticket.
Isn't it crazy how patience changes things?
That's the ticket.
I'm going to stand while everyone's clapping. Thank you. I appreciate all of you. Penmanship. It's where it's at, kids. Stay in school. Be cool. Get some good penmanship. Let's work on cursive. Bring cursive back. That could be another bumper sticker today.
Bring cursive. People don't write cursive.
How about this? Yeah, really can I give you another thing that needs to come back?
Yeah.
Being able to read a clock. You know, most kids can't read a clock right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of kids that don't know how to read. All they know is the digital. They're like, I don't know what those arms on that clock mean.
Okay.
Sad, Jeff. Sad.
How do we get here after talking Guardians?
Because we're learning. You know, at the end of the show, we do Why Are We Smarter? And we give you all these tidbits of information for 4 hours. Go home and tell your kids. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I talked about penicillin.
It's been a pleasure here.
I talked about penicillin in the first segment. No one seemed to notice that.
Who do the Browns take at number two?
I don't know if penicillin can help that or not. But.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've just been really impressed with what the Guardians have done. And they're in first place, folks, through 23 games. Who's surprised? I want to see a show of hands, and I want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Browns at number two. What will they do? What will they do? Florio's thoughts coming up at 11:20. And then in the noon hour, Kevin Stefanski, Browns players, speaking in Berea, second day of OTAs. We will hear from them right here on Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy to my left, is Andy Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship today. You have an offense with the Cleveland Guardians that is just tearing it up, Andy. They are 15th in batting average. That's middle of the pack. They're 19th in runs scored.
Hang on.
I'm going through some things you're going to love.
Go ahead. Go.
Yeah, you interrupted. I was on a roll.
Not really, but that's okay. You know, keep going.
Otter looked at me, 15th in batting average, 19th in runs, 10th in home runs. That's their high. They're like 10th. They're not in the top of anything. And yet, solid start at 14-9. They're in first place right now. They've won 5 straight games. They've turned it around a little bit. And just like we saw last year, here they are competing in a year where we thought, will they be able to compete or not? And I thought, yes. Why? Track record, and only track record, of this front office to be able to put competitive teams on the field.
I think the other interesting part about when you look at the dynamic of what the Guardians have been able to do, it's not like they have these gigantic lead leaguers in anything other than Stephen Kwan, who's in the top 5 in a
Did
couple
you say
categories.
League leaguers?
League leaders.
League leaders.
Are you going to make fun of me all day?
No, I was just trying to clarify what you said. I wasn't quite
Feels
sure.
Feels like he's going
to
make fun of you all day.
Please don't cut that and put that with the
we're actually,
Will Howard stuff.
We're actually sitting down in the conference room today. And Andy and I are within striking distance
of each
other. Well,
we're supposed to be inside these red lines.
We are?
For the internet.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So Jeff is within, seriously, this button is probably halfway. And
I'm right. I'm hugging the line.
No, hugging the line? You're on the other side of the line. Come on.
That's right. Here's the line right here.
If I put my chair right here, we're good.
In other words,
how much empty space you have to
line. If you don't like what I do, you can turn around and slap me today.
Well, this is true. But, you actually – now I wasn't too far.
Now I'm getting away.
Now we're good. Now we've got – personal space is very, very important to me. I just want you to know that. There are only certain people who are allowed inside the inner circle.
I'm not saying a word.
Jeff, I know that we've worked together for...
All I know is they've won 5 straight, and they're 14-9.
Yeah.
And I think it puts a great spin on what's happening and what could happen this season. And I know somebody who disagrees, and he's not sitting here in the conference room with us right now.
Yeah, talk about somebody.
Go ahead, Menigan. Poo-poo the whole thing.
Get out of my personal space, dude.
Well, I'm glad we're figuring out this odd couple thing before it gets too out of hand and we have a sitcom going. So
the problem is that we're going through this remodeling phase here at the station, and Jeff and I seem to be getting closer. It was much better when we were farther apart. Jeff would sit across from me. Now Jeff sits next to me, and now he's literally into my personal space.
Do you remember the TV show Murphy Brown?
Yes.
Do you remember how Candace Bergen's character, Murphy Brown, always had a house painter in her house?
Yeah.
That's our engineers. Redoing the studios completely. They are always redoing the studios.
Just wait till there's
They do a great job of it, but they're tasked.
They're tasked
with doing that. So it's they're the Murphy Brown house painters is what our engineers are, and they're great guys. They do a wonderful job.
Just wait till your mic cuts out here.
That's all right. Paydays tomorrow.
And when you sit down, there's going to be a couple tacks on your chair.
No, I'm just saying they're doing what they're being tasked to do.
We have the greatest engineering staff.
Well, without question.
No, I just want to make sure that I'm on the record for saying that. I have no idea what Jeff is talking about. And
Ray, John, Dano, fabulous. They're just doing what they're being asked to do.
The views,
but they're like Murphy Brown's painters because they're always redoing the studios.
The views and opinions of Baskin and Phelps are not necessarily always the same, and the views and opinions of Baskin and Phelps are strictly Andy Baskin's for the good ones.
Dan, you're up there with them. Are any of the guys raising a single finger in my direction?
They're not listening.
They are not listening. They are focused in on what needs to be done to
That's
make the
what
studio
we're talking
the best
about.
That it can operate.
That's what we're talking about.
Just make sure you tell them Phelps is stabbing.
They're not going to listen to Dan either when he says, the Guardians stink.
It's not that they stink. It's the same thing that we said in the beginning of the year when they were scuffling, which is 162 games. It's good that it's looking good right now. There are peaks and valleys in every single season. What is happening right now is working well, and I hope it continues to, and I want it to.
Will you give me this anyway?
But let's not sit here and immediately start booking trips to the playoffs.
I couldn't agree with you more. Can you give me this anyway?
Sure.
Looks like, once again, they'll be able to compete in their division and perhaps get to the playoffs by winning their division.
Right, but the question that comes with that is, and this is going to be very unfair,
What happens when they get to the playoffs?
Wait, how many octaves are you going to go up on this one? Keep
you
going.
Made the ALCS last year.
Yeah.
People think you're
pretty good.
People think your window is open to contend for a World Series. Are we really going to be over the moon with just competing for 162 games?
Well, let me throw this one at you. And I want your opinions.
Okay. That's why we're here.
I don't necessarily think this team is built to win a World Series.
I didn't necessarily think last year's team was built to make it to the ALCS. So.
I agree. I think this is a competitive team. I don't think this is a championship caliber team. I don't. But that doesn't mean they can't surprise us and do some things. I just don't think this is a championship caliber team right now. Hmm. Could be wrong, right?
Could
be wrong.
Could have been wrong last year too.
Steve's in Cleveland. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You are.
Yeah, I mean, completely. You need three starters that can go over six innings. I mean, obviously,
I don't think that's an
issue.
Do you?
I mean,
I don't know that Major League Baseball is looking at this. And remind me, because I think they're looking for openers and not starters anymore.
I don't know if our team's doing that.
I'll finish your statement, then I'm gonna get to something I heard over the weekend.
It does seem like that, though. It does seem like it's changing into that. But
it sucks.
I mean, back in the 90s, they had more pitching than, you know, they would start. I mean, it was crazy. They had great pitching, and they went complete games. It's not like that anymore. And what's up with Class A? He can't find a location to save his life.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. A little distorted history there because I never thought we had great pitching. I thought we had
Well, back in the day, you did.
With Feller? Are we talking about that? Are we talking about the Feller era? I'm not.
How about the Corey Kluber era?
No, but he's going back to the 90s, and I'm like, you know, Dennis Martinez wasn't exactly – and Oral Hershiser wasn't exactly – I mean
– Gamers.
But they weren't like –
One bulldog on the mound.
Did you think either one of those guys was going to go out there and like, oh, it's guaranteed win? No, I never thought.
No, but they had really – I thought they had really competent starting pitching.
They had competent starting pitching with unbelievable offense.
Which isn't a bad
so
way to go.
So I kind of – when I go back and think about –
up against the Braves.
The 90s doesn't – like, I think the reason they didn't win was because of pitching in the 90s, so – but Hammy brought up this amazing point the other day.
An amazing point. Tom, if you're listening, congratulations. You had an amazing point.
He did have an amazing point. Paul Skeens is pitching in Pittsburgh over
You were ready to slap me.
Trust me. I could easily go Three Stooges on the reflection. I can see it myself right above your ear.
Yeah, Skeens. Well, nice.
So, but he said, you know, he was talking about the buzz in the ballpark in Pittsburgh, how fans were down there hours before because they wanted to see Paul Skeens, because they had a marquee pitcher who's a starter that people want to go to and they want to see. Fans don't want to see openers. They want to see starters. They want to see guys they think can go out and win a Cy Young. They want, as the last caller said, they want pitchers they think can go six, seven innings or maybe even have the opportunity to go a complete game. The problem is guys like Dan and his analytics – killed that part of it.
Guys like Dan?
Of course, it's all like Dan. So my point is that from a marketing standpoint, you know, the Major League Baseball is hurting. I'm kidding you, Dan. That baseball kills itself by trying to do these openers rather than having starters, because starters are what the legends of the game are all about. And that we don't have that. And, you know, sometimes you got to think, what's going to put a body in the stands? And if you've got, you know, Corey Kluber even, like there were times I'd be like, oh, Corey Kluber's pitching.
Yeah, I love watching Kluber pitch.
Yeah, I mean, really, do we have any starters right now? Like, oh, I got to go. I got to go. Bieber at one point, maybe? I thought that. But the game has changed so much, and it's not helpful. You know,
Maybe Bieber's coming back.
I don't know.
Maybe Bieber's coming back.
Yeah.
Matt's buzzing around town. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, just wanted to bring up one thing. You know, Jeff, I heard you say a while back something to the effect of, you know, you really don't care if the Indians or the Guardians ever win a World Series. You just like
that's not true. What I want, Matt, I want our team to be able to compete each and every year, and you can't win a World Series unless you put competitive teams on the field. So that's the first step. I like having a product that I enjoy watching, and they do provide
and
that.
Me too.
It would be great if they could win one, and I sure hope they do.
I do too. I just remember the comment a while ago. It's something I just can't get out of my mind. Anytime I hear you guys talking about this team competing, like, I love watching it too. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to games.
I'm in it to win it, so please don't. Jeff and I have argued about this for 13 years. I'm in it to win it, so.
Yeah, I want to see a winner. And, you know, going to the ALCS last year and then coming back here just to compete, nah, sorry, that doesn't do it for me. I want to watch us compete, and I will, but I want more. And we deserve more as a fan base. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much.
I'm talking about, wanting to see starting pitching. Like, you know, if you knew CeCe was pitching, whether it was, for the Indians, you wanted to probably go down and watch the game. And, I think one of the reasons that – I hate saying good things about the Yankees, but, I mean, I like Aaron Judge. I just – there's something about him that's likable, and he wears that stupid Yankee uniform.
And he's a beast.
But I still like him. And, if someone said to me, hey – and I don't care what city I was in. If somebody said, hey, Aaron Judge is here, or the Yankees are more so Aaron Judge, do you want to go watch him? I'm like, yeah, I do. I want to go see this guy play it because I just – there's something about – we're missing that. Jose Ramirez is that to us right now. But, the marketing, the marquee part of the game is really hurting. And to start looking at pitching as openers rather than starters
– yeah, but our team's not doing that.
What do you mean? No, I'm just talking about – what's missing in the game itself?
All right, 216-474-0092. Folks, they're in first place. Are they fooling us already? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Mike Florio coming up at 11:20 from Pro Football Talk.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.